Penguin Random House Audio presents Brazilianaires, Wealth, Power, Decadence, and Hope in an American Country. This is the author, Alex Quadros. Why deny it? I had a passion for showiness, for billboards, for pyrotechnics. Perhaps the modest will reproach me for this defect. I trust, however, that people of discernment will acknowledge my talent. Thus my idea, like a medal, had two sides. One turned towards the public, the other towards me. On one side, altruism and profit. On the other, thirst for fame. Or rather, let us say, love of glory. Machado de Assis, Memórias Póstumas de Brás Cubas, as translated by William Grossman. Prologue. The Crash. On a stretch of highway not far from Rio de Janeiro, a silver SLR McLaren idled on the shoulder, its futuristic door hinged open at the top like a wing extended toward the evening sky. The warning lights blinked yellow. In the driver's seat, a 20-year-old kid named Thor sat spattered with blood. The windshield sagged inward, weirdly limp, spider-webbed with cracks, half-detached from the roof. And in the car's nose, a perfect round hole gaped where the Mercedes-Benz symbol had been dislodged. Along the hood, a zigzag of thin, dusty tread marks traced the improbable dance of a bicycle tire. Thor and his passenger had been driving back from a steakhouse in Petrópolis, the old summer retreat of Pedro II, the Brazilian emperor. They were on a highway that winds south toward Rio from mountains blanketed in rainforests so dense the trees look heaped on one another. Coming into the lowlands, shacks of dull red cinder block cluster along the road. Landslides during the summer rains sometimes carry these homes away. Once the ground hardens, their residents rebuild them. Wanderson Pereira dos Santos was from here. He unloaded trucks for a living. His bicycle lay in a gully by the road, the red frame bent up, back tire curled in on itself like a wilted flower. He'd been pedaling from the store, on his way home to celebrate his wife's birthday, when Thor's car struck him. The impact tossed his body 200 feet down the road. His left foot was torn off, his left arm too. His chest split open. Police would later find his heart inside the McLaren. As Thor and his friend sat dazed in their seats, a med student in a Ford pulled up alongside them and said, "You just killed that guy back there." He had no idea then that Thor's dad was Ike Batista, the richest man in Brazil. The McLaren's license plate read EIK0063. 63 was Ike's lucky number. Other drivers stopped at the scene. Someone called an ambulance. Thor felt steady enough to emerge from the McLaren, and his bodyguards, who'd lagged behind in their pickup truck, took him and his friend to a first aid station a couple of miles down the road. There a nurse looked at Thor and sent him on his way. Apart from some nicks from broken glass, the blood on him wasn't his. But he didn't go back to the crash site just yet. Instead, he went 30 miles into Rio proper and stopped at home before returning to the highway with his dad's lawyer, Flavio Godinho. A bodyguard drove them now. 2 miles from the crash site, Thor stopped at a roadside police station where the lights of emergency vehicles flashed. He blew zero on a breathalyzer and gave a written statement. He'd been rounding a curve down an unlit hill when all of a sudden in the middle of the road this cyclist appeared, dragging his left foot inexplicably on the ground. Thor braked right away, but it was too late. The officers asked him to go downtown for questioning, but Godinho wanted to avoid the circus of reporters who would show up. They relented. Though they'd spent just a couple of hours examining the McLaren, Godinho even persuaded them to let him tow it away on the condition he wouldn't alter or destroy any evidence. Wanderson's body was removed from the scene just as quickly. His widow's lawyer later said, "I've never seen the state work so fast." That was March 17th, 2012. The next day, the crash was all over the Brazilian press. This everyday traffic death became national news because Aiki Bachista, Thor's father, was more than just a major businessman. When he wasn't making headlines for some new venture, and he always had new ones in those days, whether in oil and gas or microchips or gold, then you found him in the gossip pages. One day he'd host the president at his Manhattan-sized port project. The next he'd be on TV talking about the $35,000 treatment that restored hair to his balding head. His ex-wife, Luma de Oliveira, was a carnival queen and Playboy cover girl. He was so big that Brazilians knew him just by his first name, Aiki. He seemed at times everywhere at once in his bright pink tie. Paparazzi would shoot him jogging flanked by bodyguards around Rio's Rodrigo de Freitas Lagoon, which he'd paid to depollute, not far from the mansion where, before passing it on to Thor, he'd kept that silver McLaren in one of his living rooms. One of a dozen of its kind in Brazil, the car cost him 1.2 million euros. In a deposition a few days after the crash, Thor insisted he'd obeyed the 110-kilometer-an-hour speed limit, about 68 miles an hour. Thor's lawyers touted an autopsy revealing alcohol in Wanderson's blood. But the med student who'd been driving behind Thor told investigators the McLaren had zigzagged past him like in a police chase. Reporters discovered that Thor had racked up 11 traffic violations in the previous 18 months, most for speeding, and enough that his license should have been taken away if not for Brazil's sluggish bureaucracy. Even more damning, it turned out that Thor had driven his Audi into an 86-year-old cyclist on a Rio street a year earlier, breaking his hip. Aiki had paid the medical bills, and the family had kept quiet until now. One of the old man's children said, "We were just worried about saving our father, who didn't want any confusão." In Portuguese, the word means confusion, also trouble. Aiki paid $4,000 for Wanderson's funeral. The burial took place on a gray day in the cemetery in the village of Xereng, not far from the length of asphalt where Wanderson had died. A half dozen friends, none wearing suits, some in shorts and flip-flops, carried the lacquered casket up a concrete walkway, past proper stone tombs, to an empty grave on a muddy slope. A throng of reporters followed them, snapping pictures. Wanderson's aunt gave interviews. She'd raised him. He'd never met his dad, and his mom, a drunk, had abandoned him when he was a kid. A mortician, the aunt said, had reconstructed his face for the funeral. News stories often ran two photos together. Thor, with fair skin and a highlighted flop of hair, and Wanderson, skinny and black, his shaved head sometimes covered by a baseball cap. To many people, the way things went down embodied some of Brazil's deepest problems. Not just the gulf between rich and poor, but also the special treatment reserved for the powerful and the well-connected. Why did police let Aiki's lawyer tow away the McLaren? One TV presenter shouted, "Just because he's a billionaire doesn't mean you don't need a proper examination. Just because he's a billionaire doesn't mean justice shouldn't work the same way." But Thor was soon back on the road. Less than 2 months after the crash, he competed in a drag race near São Paulo, driving a bright red Ferrari 458 Italia. "Thor symbolizes the new rich Brazil," a blogger wrote. "Wanderson made me think, poor old Brazil." 2 months after the crash, the police came out with a forensic report calculating the McLaren's speed at the moment of impact. 83 miles an hour, well above the legal limit on that twisty mountain road. That same day, inspiring a mix of surprise and skepticism across Brazil, prosecutors indicted Thor for manslaughter. At the time of the crash, Aiki Bachista was worth $30 billion, and this made him the eighth richest person in the world. He was a symbol of his country's dramatic transformation. Just a generation ago, Brazil was an impoverished dictatorship, mostly famous for samba, poetic soccer, and the violence of its slums. It had since become a stable democracy with the world's seventh-largest economy. Though its rise would soon screech to a halt, Brazil remains the top exporter of coffee and sugar, soybeans and beef, It also produces more oil than Norway. Four icons of America.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?